Hey, everybody. On Capitol Hill today, Merrick Garland was grilled and asked questions about why he's sending people from the FBI after moms and dads on school board meetings. We go deep into the story. We talk about the corruption in the attorney general's office. We play tape from what's happening. We explain to you the type of person Merrick Garland is precisely why America is in the mess that we are in. Email us your thoughts directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA today. Get involved, start a high school or a college chapter today, and come to Phoenix, Arizona, December 18, 19, 20, 21, Phoenix, Arizona, for America Fest, December 18, 19, 20, 21. It's going to be unbelievable. tpusa.com/AMFEST. That's tpusa.com/AMFEST. Check it out today. We'll see all of you at Turning Point USA Summit America Fest. Can't wait. Also, while you're at it and you're at tpusa.com, start a high school chapter, start a college chapter today. I want to thank all of you that have supported our program at charliekirk.com/support. That's charliekirk.com/support to get behind the work we are doing. I want to thank Jolene from California. Thank you. Alma from Alabama. Thank you. Mary from Oregon. Thank you. Alexander from Wilmington, Delaware. Thank you. Dawn from Indianapolis, Indiana. Thank you. Edwina from Gig Harbor, Washington. Pamela from Grants Pass, Oregon. Ashley from Mason, Ohio. And then Reagan from South Carolina. CharlieKirk.com/support. Thank you, thank you, thank you for believing in us and supporting us and allow us to get to the next level at CharlieKirk.com/support. I love hearing from you. Email me your thoughts directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. Merrick Garland, the craven attorney general, is coming after you and your family. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Merrick Garland is a very interesting individual. Merrick Garland was supposed to be on the United States Supreme Court. Remember when Justice Antonin Scalia passed away, the great Antonin Scalia? Then President Barack Hussein Obama proposed that we need to have kind of a healing and kind of coming together period, and we're going to have a moderate come on the U.S. Supreme Court. We're going to have Merrick Garland as he's not far to the left, he's not far to the right, he's kind of going to be like Anthony Kennedy. Now, to his great credit, Senator Mitch McConnell said, no, that's not going to happen. We're going to wait to the election. We're going to see what happens. The election occurred, and Merrick Garland remained in limbo and never got his appointment to the United States Supreme Court. Merrick Garland always kind of had the appearance. He always kind of had the disguise, the camouflage, the uniform of being a very moderate individual, both in his temperament and also his politics. Merrick Garland always kind of had a way of saying, I don't want to bring the country too far in one direction, but my duty is to the rule of law. Now, Merrick Garland has showed his true colors the last 6 or 7 months, ever since becoming Attorney General of the United States. He is, without a doubt, one of the most radical, craven, one of the most dangerous attorney generals in American history. I will even say, in some ways, Merrick Garland is doing things that Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch did not even do when they were Attorney General of the United States. Today, Merrick Garland is doing a hearing in front of the House Judiciary Committee. Merrick Garland is being asked certain questions that he doesn't even know the specifics of. What he does as Attorney General is exactly what Bob Mueller did when he was the appointment, where they have these elderly kind of elderly old men that have had long resumes and careers, Merrick Garland being a federal judge, Bob Mueller, I think Bob Mueller ran the FBI, didn't he? Something like that. And then they use them as puppets and they manipulate them to wage domestic war on us. Merrick Garland, you have to understand what you're dealing with here, is the current hired gun of the Craven ruling class. Merrick Garland is the placeholder of all of the entrenched interests. Merrick Garland oversees the department that spied on Donald Trump illegally. He oversees the department that had Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, James Comey. Merrick Garland is the placeholder. Unelected, by the way. No one showed up in huge numbers to go elect Merrick Garland to be able to write letters to say to the National School Board Association, to acknowledge the letter from the National School Board Association, say, you know what? We need to go use the FBI, the Department of Justice, to go after moms and dads that are showing up in big numbers to school board meetings. Now, Republicans are doing their job here by overseeing Merrick Garland. They are conducting oversight. And a lot of this is just words. But Merrick Garland is not used to being challenged like this. I listened to some of the hearing this morning, and I could tell you this is a man who, just like Bob Mueller, is only a placeholder and is being used and manipulated by other treacherous and other malevolent interests to try to weaponize the federal government of the United States. Representative Mike Johnson grilled Attorney General Merrick Garland. Now, this is Cut 79, and I'm going to be very honest. We covered this story. We were one of the first stories here on the Charlie Kirk Show. Our team, we flagged it, and we covered this story. We led with it, and I'm very, very proud of that, where we said Attorney General Merrick Garland is conflicted because his family has made money off of Panorama. My friend Adam Angieski from OpenTheBooks.com has done a phenomenal job of showing the actual extent of that. In fact, the extent is this, is that Merrick Garland's family has contracts with 23,000 public schools and raised $76 million from investors, and they have $27 million in payments from state, school district, and local boards of education. The Garland family is making tens of millions of dollars every single year through their company Panorama in support of critical race theory. And I'm going to be honest, I'm surprised and shocked at how much this story has actually caught on, because I've become so kind of cynical. Of course, the attorney general is, you know, conflicted with business interests. No, this story has legs. And I just want to – I think this is Mike Johnson who did this, but I listened to this on the radio coming in this morning, and I was so blown away by how strong the questioning was of Merrick Garland saying, listen – have you done a conflict of interest check? And Merrick Garland's response was stunning. Let's play Cut 79 of Merrick Garland being grilled in front of Congress of how he is making millions of dollars, his family's making millions of dollars, while he's deploying the shock troops after moms and dads. Cut 79.
I understand that, but did you seek ethics counsel before you issued a letter that directly relates to the financial interest of your family? Yes or no?
This memorandum does not relate to the financial interests of anyone. It's against.
I take that as a no. Will you, Mr. Attorney General, will you commit to having the appropriate ethics designee review the case and make the results public?
This memorandum is aimed at violence and threats of violence.
I understand your talking point. You're not answering my question, Mr. Attorney General. With all due respect.
And actually, the clip continues. I want to try to play the next one in the next segment. You know what Merrick Garland says? He says, oh, no, there's no conflict of interest. That's the point. You're not able to decide whether or not you have a conflict of interest. Remember Donald Trump had a meal at Trump International Hotel and they wanted to appoint a special prosecutor. He's getting rich because he has some sort of lunch at the Trump Hotel. Merrick Garland's family is making millions of dollars off a curriculum being implemented in states across the country. And he says, oh, no, I don't have a conflict of interest. We need a special prosecutor for this. We need an oversight capacity to say, no, Merrick Garland, you need to be investigated for how you are trying to chill and suppress speech. Because why? Because moms and dads and parents want to get Panorama out of the school boards, which your family's making tons of money from. Could you imagine? Here's the equivalent. This would be like someone running any one of these major agencies. Let's take a choice agency. Let's say the Federal Trade Commission, and their daughter or their son, let's say their son is Mark Zuckerberg. Oh, yeah, my son's Mark Zuckerberg, but don't worry, we're going to go break up Facebook. Any sort of ethical investigation from the Department of Justice or from anyone say, no, no, you're conflicted. Remember that Jeff Sessions had to recuse himself because he said something at some rally before, which totally derailed the entire Trump presidency while he was attorney general? This is worse than that. This is Merrick Garland's daughter and son-in-law that are making millions of dollars off the very thing that is getting grassroots response, and they're implementing it. If you go into Panorama Education, the Panorama Education, which his son-in-law started, weird name, Zan Tanner or something, right? They are not only making money off it, they are implementing it. They are the architects. Where people say, where did critical race theory come in our schools? The Garland family. The Garland family are the ones that developed the curriculum. They're the ones that have implemented it. They're the ones that teach teachers how to teach CRT. They're the ones that put in diversity, equity, inclusion. They're the ones that put social emotional learning. And so then Merrick Garland realizes his family's business interests and financial dealings are at stake and are at risk. So what does he do? He signs a memorandum saying, oh, it's because of violence in schools. No, it's not. Go read the memo. The National School Board Association had disorderly conduct. One of the examples they used was from the father whose daughter was raped, and the rapist was sent to another school, and he got arrested at that school board meeting for speaking out. Go read the actual letter. Are you worried about America's future? Times of trouble are full of reasons to despair, but those who have built and preserved our country did not despair. And if we're going to do our part, we need to draw on the books, the history, and the ideas that gave our forefathers and mothers strength and inspiration. Hillsdale College, the beacon of the North, the last college, was founded in 1844 to teach these things, and it teaches them still today. The great news is that we can study all these things, along with Hillsdale College professors, right in our home. Through Hillsdale College's free online course, we can study the history of our civilization, the wisdom of ancient and Christian philosophers, the writings of Shakespeare and Mark Twain. We can reacquaint ourselves with our Constitution. We can learn how the Constitution has been undermined, and more importantly, how it can be recovered. I take the Hillsdale online courses every single day. You guys can go to charlieforhillsdale.com and join me in taking Intro to Constitution, Constitution 101, the Federalist Papers, an intro to the Progressive Era, Progressive 201 is what it's called, the From Genesis to John Locke, the Western Tradition. How about how to teach your children Genesis? Look, if you want to know what's going wrong with our country, then you guys have to go to charlieforhillsdale.com and learn about the truth behind Western civilization, behind truth and beauty and goodness. They have a course on Dante's Divine Comedy. I just finished recently the Winston Churchill and Statesmanship course. Every child, every kid, every person, every citizen should take the Winston Churchill and Statesmanship class. I just finished Introduction to Aristotle's Ethics, How to Lead a Good Life. And I'm telling you, I'm almost done, 41% of the way there, Western Heritage from Genesis to John Locke. The Genesis story, I'm about to wrap up. The C.S. Lewis course is incredible. The Great American Story, Land of Hope, every single person. If you're a parent, there's no better investment. Have them go through The Great American Story, A Land of Hope. And also, if you're like, hey, what's the proper way to educate my kids? They have a course on that too, A Proper Understanding of K-12 Education, Theory, and Practice. They have a new course now, The David Story, Shepherd, Father, and King. They have one on mathematics and logic from Euclid to modern geometry, civil rights and American history, classic children's literature. Also, Congress, How It Worked and Why It Doesn't, The Second World Wars, Mark Twain, Tom Sawyer, Huckleberry Finn, and selected short stories. Literally, if you take every single Hillsdale online course, it's better than most college diplomas out there. I am not kidding. So dive deep into the ideas. Do it with your kids. Maybe you are a college student listening to this. You're like, man, I'm not getting much out of my college experience. Or here's another thing. Maybe your college professors are teaching you garbage about Western civilization. Then counter that by taking your own courses to know the truth and challenge your professors. They have a great one on the presidency and the Constitution, Economics 101, the principle of free market economics. And they have some new ones coming out with Victor Davis Hanson that will blow your socks off. It's charlieforhillsdale.com. Zero cost. It is free. charlieforhillsdale.com. We will save our country when you step up and do something to learn about our history. Do it with me. I take an hour a day minimum to try to learn something new through the Hillsdale online courses. It's charlieforhillsdale.com. charlieforhillsdale.com. That's charlieforhillsdale.com. And many people ask the question, they say, how did Merrick Garland become attorney general? We're going to talk about the Republicans that aided and abetted Merrick Garland to become Attorney General. We're going to name the names of every single Republican that voted for Merrick Garland as he now declares war on moms and dads across the country, amongst many other things that he is doing. But understand that the curriculum of critical race theory through Panorama that the Garland family has made millions of dollars off of, understand that the curriculum of critical race theory and the entire idea of implementing CRT into our schools is a scheme that profits and benefits highly educated, low-skilled, elderly white people to make millions of dollars off of awful ideas. You see, Merrick Garland, being a former federal judge, attorney general, he has now understood that because of the racial reckoning that happened after Floydapalooza in our country in the summer of 2020, that his family has a once-in-a-generation opportunity to go strike gold. It's the gold rush kind of we struck oil equivalent for the Garland family. They say it's only a short window of time where America is going to want to talk about race all the time. We better get our curriculum in. We better get our education in. And what do? They raise money from Zuckerberg. They raise money from all the major technocrats. And understand the corruption of this too, though. And we need a special prosecutor and a special counsel, because if you have Zuckerberg all of a sudden granting money to Garland's son-in-law's company, is Zuckerberg and all those people going to be investigated for what they did for the Center for Technology and Civic Life? Do you understand the corruption here? That all of a sudden you invest in the son's company or the son-in-law's company, then they're going to be less likely to be investigated themselves. Also, how about Merrick Garland's wife? Did you know that Merrick Garland's wife was heavily involved and has been heavily involved in trying to stop election audits and getting to the bottom of elections all across the country? And she has been heavily involved in trying to stop the audits. And then what does Merrick Garland do? Merrick Garland comes in with the Attorney General of the United States office and sues for the Georgia voting law, which is the most vanilla voting law you can imagine, comes into Arizona and tries to threaten them and intimidate them to stop doing the Arizona audit. This man is making money off the government that makes Nancy Pelosi look like child's play. Let's get to another sound here of Merrick Garland being questioned by Representative Burgess Owens, a friend of mine and a good man, about parents who speak out against CRT. Garland says he does not believe parents who testify, speak, or argue with or complain about school boards should be classified as domestic terrorists. And I just have a very simple question, just kind of like Bob Mueller, where they put in these elderly, kind of mentally decaying men in charge of these departments. They always are like, oh, we're looking into it. Does he have any idea what's actually going on in the country? Does he realize the significance of the memo that he sent? Play cut 80.
Attorney General Garland, do you agree with the National School Board Association that parents who attend school board meetings and speak passionately against the inclusion of divisive programs like critical race theory should be characterized as domestic terrorists?
I do not believe that parents who testify, speak, argue with, complain about school boards and schools should be classified as domestic terrorists or any kind of criminals.
Then why are you sending that letter, Merrick Garland? Why are you saying we need a new committee of using the Patriot Act, Department of Homeland Security, we need to get the FBI involved? And so then he says, oh, it's about violence at school board meetings. Go read the National School Board Association letter. You go read the National School Board Association letter. You know who's mentioned? We are, Turning Point USA, for our school board watch list. So our school board watch list at Turning Point USA, according to the National School Board Association, somehow gave warrant to allow the Attorney General of the United States to say, we need to go and invoke the Patriot Act. Yeah. So what if they're trying to bring dirty bombs across the southern border? And this goes to a theme we've been kind of hitting on here in our country, in our show, and what's happening in our country. Do you waltz across the southern border, you get preference, you get elevated, you get priority. But if you were born here and you're someone who loves the country, you're someone who's a conservative, no, they're going to use the apparatus of government to penalize you, to investigate you, to spy on you. He's the top law enforcement officer of the country. Could you imagine an attorney general of the United States doing this under any other president? We're going to keep on getting into this, but I want to get even deeper with all of you about who Merrick Garland represents, the type of individual he is. He's a technocrat. He's an oligarch. And he's a perfect personification of the place we are right now in America. Did you know that if you shop at Nike, they turn around and give your hard-earned dollars to pro-abortion groups like Planned Parenthood and the Population Council? Did you know that Airbnb gave $500,000 to the Marxist Black Lives Matter organization? Your first vote is at the ballot box, but that isn't enough to defend our traditional Judeo-Christian values. Left-wing corporations are subverting our democracy by taking money from conservative customers and giving it to radical organizations that support abortion, gun control, and critical race theory. You have another vote, a second vote, at the checkout line, and that is where massively important organizations called Second Vote come in. The courageous people at Second Vote are exposing corporations for how they spend your money. Check out secondvote.com today. Second Vote is developing incredible tools and engaging the smartest minds in the country to help inform Americans' purchasing decisions. What if I told you Chick-fil-A is not all that you might think it is? Well, their work is arduous, complex, and exhaustive. It doesn't happen for free. Please support their work so we can defend our future from the woke Marxist mob. So here's what I want you to do. Go right now to secondvote.com and subscribe. It's just $50 a year. But if you use promo code Charlie, you get 50% off. It's literally $2 a month, everybody. And you get 50% off the information you need to have before you make your next purchase. Do not buy products from people that hate you. Don't buy products from people that are funding the downfall of America. Join me. Go to secondvote.com and subscribe with promo code Charlie today. Where does Barbara Streisand live, or where did she once live? I say, Charlie, what does that have to do with anything? Barbara Streisand has a big house, or had. I don't know if she still lives there. And Barbara Streisand was very upset that a certain photographer who wanted to try and catalog the erosion of the California coastline happened to photograph Barbara Streisand's home. Barbara Streisand did everything she possibly could to try to remove this. Barbara Streisand was very upset that anyone would dare photograph her home. So this was put on the internet, and Barbara Streisand found out that her house was photographed. She said this was a violation of privacy. Now, mind you, this was literally just some environmentalist that was taking pictures of the coastline. So Barbara Streisand realized this, and up until she decided to do something about it, the image was downloaded 6 times. 6 people were interested in her home. But once she filed a lawsuit to try to prevent anyone from finding out where the house was, the picture became international news and was downloaded 420,000 times in the following month. The lawsuit was eventually dismissed because there really is no violation of privacy to photograph what you can see in a helicopter. This started something known as the Streisand effect. It's a phenomenon that occurs when an attempt to hide, remove, or censor information has the unintended consequence of increasing awareness of that information, often via the internet. This is exactly what is happening right now with Merrick Garland and the National School Board Association. In an attempt to censor moms and dads to show up to the school board meeting, just like how Barbara Streisand wanted to censor her home from being on the internet, where only 6 people went and saw it. As a result of that, and the National School Board Association and Merrick Garland going after the grassroots push of parents that have started to care about what's happening in their kids' education, we are now seeing more people talk about the National School Board Association story than ever before. I want to play a tape here of Cut 83, Representative Chip Roy, who started to press Attorney General Merrick Garland on the Loudoun County sexual assault scandal. So Merrick Garland is being called to testify in front of Congress. And what is every Republican asking him about? School board, school board, school board, school board, school boards. The thing that is winning 60, 70, 80% of independent voters of how our schools have become radical indoctrination camps. You think that's what Merrick Garland really wants to talk about? Merrick Garland and the Democrats are being put on defense, saying, well, yeah, of course we read the letter from the National School Board Association. In an attempt to censor the issue, they've made it bigger than ever before. In an attempt to cover it up and suppress the idea that our education system has become that of the third world. It is now all of a sudden the number one issue in Loudoun County, Virginia, the number one issue in Scottsdale, Arizona. The number one issue for swing voters is the decay of our government-run schools. Let's play cut 83.
Do you agree with Loudoun parents who said it is not okay to allow a child that has been charged with a rape to go back into a school in that public school system?
Again, I don't know any of the facts of this case, but the way you put it, it certainly sounds like I would agree with you. But I don't know the facts of the case.
Is the FBI or the Department of Justice investigating the Loudoun School Board for violating civil rights or under authority of, say, the Violence Against Women Act?
I don't believe so, but I don't know the answer to that.
Well, I don't know what's going on. It's not like I'm the Attorney General of the United States. So let me get this straight. You're not using the Attorney General's office and Department of Justice to go after civil rights violations, but according to some letter that you get from the National School Board Association of America, that then warrants federal involvement? Let's play cut 81. And again, this is the greatest example of the more you try to cover something up, the more you try to censor it, the bigger it gets. Democrats very well could have let the school board issue continue to grow and kind of keep it at bay and kind of downplay it. But they can't help themselves, because within a liberal is an authoritarian Mussolini-style tyrant waiting and screaming to get out. They can't help themselves. And they get worried. Why are the people getting so animated? Why won't they just stay in their corner and say, we want Liz Cheney back, please, please make Mitt Romney the head of our party? Instead, Merrick Garland made a fatal error. The deep state ruling class and the craven cartel of people running our country, they made a huge strategic mistake. They are now treating moms and dads like ISIS. Now, moms and dads across the country, they're not just tolerating it, but guess what? You now just validated what they're doing to such a great extent, they want to do it more. Let's play cut 81. Jim Jordan totally cross-examining Merrick Garland. Play cut 81.
Jefferson said once, tyranny is when the people fear the government. We're there. Sadly, we are there. But I don't think the good people, I don't think the good people of this great country are going to cower and hide. I think your memo, Mr. Attorney General, was the last straw. I think it was the catalyst for a great awakening that is just getting started. Pilots at Southwest Airlines, the Chicago Police Union, parents at school board meetings, Americans are pushing back because Americans value freedom.
Jim Jordan's one of the good guys. He gets it. He understands the base. He sees what's going on. I want to talk here. Let's go to 85. If you read the National School Board Association letter that I have here, not only does it wildly misrepresent what's happening at the school boards, but this is written almost like a country demanding intervention from the United States for foreign aid or for military support. This letter by the National School Board Association, it feels like I'm reading a letter by the Syrian rebels. Dear Joe Biden, please give us arms and assistance to help us fight Bashar al-Assad. That's how this letter is written. This letter is written as if it's South Vietnam against the Viet Cong. Or it's the Kurds trying to fight ISIS. Dear Joe Biden, here's all the different things. Can you please send us arms and support? And so you go to the actual specifics of the letter. Number 20, Turning Point USA project launches project targeting school board members. Yeah, targeting. You mean exposing the school board members for mandating masks and calling children genocidal maniacs for not wearing school masks? Yes, we will continue to do that. Schoolboardwatchlist.org. This one right here. Beaver Dam school board member resigns, citing safety concerns for family. Why is that a federal issue? How about this one? Student mocked at school board meeting after sharing that his grandmother died of COVID-19. That warrants federal involvement? Because someone made an insensitive joke? No, let me just be clear. This is now the threshold to use the Patriot Act. Because a child gets mocked. I'm not minimizing bullying. Do I think the FBI should be involved in bullying policing? How about this one? National School Board Association. Disturbing. Washington school board member receives threats for masks in schools. How about this one? This is, and by the way, it's not like they're planting pipe bombs in these school board meetings. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, they tried to blow up three school board meetings. Of course not. Where is there even remotely a federal crime that's involved in any of this? And by the way, it's no wonder that our intelligence agencies were shocked when China, by the way, just tested a hypersonic missile. And they're like, oh, we had no idea. Yeah, it's because you're too busy worrying about, oh, yeah, this is the other one. Editorial. This is an editorial. In the National School Board Association letter, editorial, mobs actions at school board meeting, unacceptable. You see that? It's unacceptable. Let's use the Patriot Act. And guess what? Merrick Garland just admitted it's this letter that we're going through, which is why he's willing to use the Patriot Act and the FBI to come after you. Play tape.
So I read the letter, and we have been seeing over time threats.
Whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't ask you. So you read the letter. That's your source?
So let me be clear. This is not a prosecution or an
Is there some study, some effort, some investigation someone did that said there's been a disturbing uptick, or you just take the words of the National School Board Association?
Well, the National School Board Association, which represents thousands of school boards and school board members, says that there are these kind of threats.
He just admitted it's this letter. Let's read more about this letter. Citation. Protesters disrupt unified school board meeting, causing its adjournment. Is that a federal crime to speak out? How about number five? Sarasota school board meeting may limit public input after some meetings get disorderly. Disorderly is what Merrick Garland, he says, well, I read the letter. Number six, anti-mask crowd disrupts Gwinnett school board meeting. Bring in the FBI. It's not like, I don't know, they're burning down cities or trying to burn down a federal courthouse. How about this one? School board meeting turns contentious over COVID-19 policies. And you might be saying, Charlie, what are you reading? I'm reading what Merrick Garland said inspired him to use the Patriot Act. How about this one? Norfolk school officials police monitoring threats made towards Norview schools. Governor Roy Cooper addresses threats of bullying at school board meetings over mask requirements. Yeah, bullying. So just so you understand the new threshold, bullying and people saying mean things now means that you get to use the intelligence apparatus to go after people you don't like. Boy, if that's the new threshold, I got a long list of people. How about this one? Mendon man arrested following disruption at Unity school board meeting. How about this one? Nazi salute insult heard hurled at chaotic Birmingham schools. Now, here's the interesting thing. This wasn't a pro-Nazi thing. They were saying the school board were Nazis. Grand-led school board goes into recess due to public disruption. Couple more. There are all these citations. The letter is then signed by the president of the National School Board Association, which is a major Democrat donor. It's a major public interest of the left. And Merrick Garland says, yeah, the letter is why I did it. There was no evidence. We said, well, it's not a prosecution. I mean, come on. It's not like you should be worried about anything unless you should be worried about it because I'm in charge. I'm the attorney general. By trying to suppress and chill speech, they have made this issue bigger than ever before. Merrick Garland, you could see in the whole testimony, he was nervous, he was anxious, he was not confident, paranoid. He realizes that he has made the school board issue 10 times bigger than ever before. He realizes that now all of a sudden this is the defining issue alongside COVID tyranny, open borders, all that other stuff. You're not going to be able to declare war on the fellow citizens, National School Board Association. We're rising up. We're just getting started. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell has an amazing offer for my listeners on the standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly, $69.98, and now only $19.98. You'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, such as MyPillow towels, mattress topper, My Slippers, and more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98, or call 1-800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. MyPillow is made in America, comes with a 10-year warranty, so you know it's going to last with a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. It's time to start getting quality sleep we not only want but need. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-875-0425. Use promo code Kirk to take advantage of Mike's special offer, the most amazing pillow products you can imagine. MyPillow.com, everybody. Promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com. Promo code Kirk. 1-800-875-0425.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Attorney General Garland, thank you for your service to the United States of America, which is a point of special pride for those of us who live in Maryland's 8th Congressional District. Right-wing violence is now a lethal threat to American democracy. It came to the Capitol when QAnon followers, Three Percenters, Oath Keepers, Aryan Nations, militiamen stormed the Capitol of the United States in the worst assault on the Capitol since the War of 1812, injuring more than 140 police officers, breaking their noses, breaking their necks, breaking their vertebrae, taking their fingers, causing traumatic brain injury, causing post-traumatic stress syndrome. And now, with all of the whitewashing by Donald Trump, who lied and said that his mob was hugging and kissing the officers, and by his cult-like followers like Representative Clyde, who said that this was more akin to a tourist visit, this permission for violence has given license to the darkest impulses in right-wing politics and given rise to conspiracy theory-driven mob violence, not just at state capitals like we saw in Lansing, Michigan, which was a dress rehearsal for the January 6th attack, but also it's in schools and at school boards across the country. Here's some headlines from across the country that tell the story. School Boards Association reaches out to FBI for help as threats, violence hit meetings. Loudoun County board members have faced death threats. Prince William meetings have broken down with people.
That guy is one of the most dishonest people. And there, you read the actual letter from the National School Board Association, Jamie Raskin or whatever. And I just wanted to play that for a second just so you can understand how the Democrats are just flat out lying. Read the letter itself. Bullying, intimidation, mean words. There's a lot of different things happening. But I just want to understand, I want you to understand that Merrick Garland on the hot seat, none of this has gone the way that he thought. This is the disconnect, and here's why we are going to win, is that Merrick Garland, in his chauffeured cars, with his major staff, in his ivory tower, overseeing the Attorney General's Office, Department of Justice, in the Kingdom of Washington, D.C., he underestimated how organic, how authentic, how grassroots, how bottom-up this movement is. They totally underestimated how this movement of parents rising up was not some sort of astroturf thing you could put in its place. That the National School Board Association of America, working in collusion, working in coordination with Merrick Garland and the Attorney General of the United States, by trying to suppress it and trying to hide it into the corner, they have only added fuel to the fire. They have contributed to a force multiplier of a grassroots movement to take back our education system. It's gaining in momentum. The more stress and the more focus they put on it to try to stop it, the bigger it gets.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. And we'll see you at America Fest at tpusa.com/AMFEST. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.